The black and white check suit has finally been found. And to add to our mystery, a woman was wearing it. And $900 was recovered. And the keen nose of the sheriff also discovered that the woman used Christmas night perfume. As we join our adventurers now, the sheriff is still questioning the woman found wearing the suit.
So, your name is Mary Lopez. The handkerchief is yours. Your initials are M.L. And you admit this strand of hair matches yours. But you still say you didn't kill Sloppy Jim.
No. No, I did not kill him. I tell you, I did not know this Sloppy Jim.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I didn't think you'd done it, but I had to question you. It's my duty. Ain't mad, are you?
No, but I'd like to go home now. I am so tired of this question.
I wish you hadn't known Jim. Then you'd know why we're so anxious to catch the person what killed him. Jim was a fine fella, and he sure had a lot of friends.
Senor Sheriff, it is all right for me to go home now.
Yes, sir. Jim was always doing something for somebody. That's why he had so many friends. Everybody liked him. He was so big-hearted.
I ask you some more questions, Senor Sheriff, if you are finished with these questions of me.
Well, sir, I'll bet you when we do find the killer, it'll be some low-down villain with no principle at all. Because Jim was a good feller, and he never done nobody wrong.
He never do nobody wrong. You mean he never do anything which is right. He was a good fellow, huh? Oh, you did not know him like Maria Lopez know him.
So you did know him, eh? Yes, what a thought. You did know Jim Hernandez. You give yourself away that time, young woman.
Know him? Say, senor, I think I did. I was his wife.
His wife?
Jim's wife?
You were Sloppy Jim's wife? Why, I never noticed Sloppy Jim had a wife.
No, and nobody else know that he had a wife. If it had not my marriage certificate and the memory of the priest, I would not know him myself. He took all my money, and then he leave me, and he never come back. I love him. I beg him to let me be near him. But no, no, he have other girls he did not want marry. I could stand it no more, and 3 months ago, I follow him here from Mexico City, and I find out that he is a big leader of the smugglers, hijackers, and gamblers. He tried to make me go back home and leave him here. But I say, no, no, I will not go. I tell him then, if he do not come back and live with me like a good husband should, that I will tell the police all I know about him and his gang of smugglers. And then he gets so sweet to me. He is frightened. He know Maria will keep her word. He takes me and he says, it is all right, Maria. It is all right. I take your bike and I be good husband. And now we go for a nice long walk in the woods, eh? What you say, He get me in the woods and then he say to me, So you will tell the police, eh? You will tell them all about Jim, eh? You will never tell anybody anything. Then, Mr. Sheriff, he take out the gun and grab him by the arm. We fight. He tack me by the throat with his other hand so I cannot make the scream. We struggle. But soon, I get my hand on the trigger, and the gun, she go off. And that is all, Senor Sheriff. Now you know everything. I kill him. I kill Jim Hernandez.
Well, I guess that closes that case. We'll just take you down to police headquarters now and let you put your confession in writing. I'm along now.
Please, Senor Sheriff, do not arrest me. I did not mean to kill Jim.
No, I don't reckon you did. Seems kind of to me that you shot him in self-defense, so I don't reckon it'll go hard with you. I don't suppose he'll give you more than 99 years. I'm along now.
Well, it's just as you said, Sheriff. It's a stiff wind that blows nobody harm.
Yes, that's right.
You see, Betty, everything happens for the best. We lost the money, and when we found it, we cleared up one of the biggest mysteries of our lives. Dad and mother are innocent. We have money to pay off the mortgage, and everybody's happy.
Betty! Look at that crowd that's following the sheriff to the jail.
Well, don't stand there and look at them going the other way. Let's do something. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Don't leave yet. We're just getting ready to put on another free show.
Come right on back, folks, if you want to see the second show of the evening. It's going to start right now.
That's doing the work. Yes, sir, we're going to start right now, folks, and it's all free.
Yes, sir, that's right. And we know you saw the first show, but stay for this one, too. It's all different. And if you don't believe it, just listen while Rasta sings
Sonny boy.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You'll make them blue. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. You'll prove them true, sonny boy. From heaven, and I know your worth. Why, you've made a heaven for me right here on earth. Believe me. Promise you won't stray, dear. I love you so.
Look like you were terribly sick, or what? What's the matter?
Man, he is sick. He's worse than sick.
Well, what's the matter with Sambo?
Well, sir, when we was on the way here from the post office, we saw two little boys what was selling lemonade. One of the boys was getting 5 cents a glass, and the other boy was offering his lemonade for 1 cent a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, I got mine at the 5 cent place, but Sambo, you know him, he went over and got some of the 1 cent lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, after we was all through drinking it, Sambo asked the little boy how come he was selling his lemonade for only 1 cent a glass. And the little kid says, well, you see, it's this way. The cat fell in mine. Hey, what's that you was eating, Sambo?
Boy, I was going to have myself a feast. The lady up the street sent me on the errand, and when I got back, she called me in the house and showed me a great big fat turkey, all roasted brown and juicy. And she said, Sambo, did you want some turkey? And I said, yes, ma'am, I sure do. And she said, what part of the turkey does you want? I said, why, I'll take a hunk of the breast or the leg, please, ma'am. And she said,
Sambo, I's ashamed of you. Ain't you had no raisin, boy? The idea you asking that lady for the leg and the breast of that turkey.
Well, what should I ask for?
Why, you should ask for the light meat and the dark meat. Always remember, son, that the breast is the light meat. And the leg is the dark meat.
The breast is the light meat, and the leg is the dark meat.
Yeah, man.
Boy, that might be all right for a turkey. But I was just thinking how funny it sounds if I called on my gal and said, come over here, sugar, and set on my dark meat, and lay your head on my light meat.
All right, get ready, girls. It's time to fall in love, and Sambo tells you why. All right, Sambo.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find a marriage's keeper, a carriage's keeper, and now's the time to fall in love.
Yeah, come on, boy.
Potatoes are cheaper,
yeah.
Tomatoes are cheaper,
yeah.
Oh, now's the time to fall in love.
I know.
The butcher, the baker,
yeah.
The candlestick maker gave the price a downward
shove.
Grab yourself someone, you fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find a flat's a lot cheaper, this and that's a lot cheaper. And now's the time you fall in love.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your big opportunity is here. You may never get another. Don't leave without a bottle of my famous tonic and soda. Here comes Charcoal, and he's ready to sell you a bottle of health and happiness.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Have you got our $333 reward money?
Yes. Come on, Betty, and bring all the money you have in that little bag.
Why, where are we going? What are we going to do?
We're
going to
pay off the mortgage on Dad's house car.
Before something else happens to this money.
Okay, come on.
Well, that clears up that mystery, and let's hope nothing happens to Buddy, Betty, or Sonny before they pay off the mortgage. But that's a lot of money for two little boys and a girl to be carrying around the streets.